Let's see.
I'll let Jeff keep working on it.
Yeah. Let me keep working on it.
The point is that you want to ask questions that will let you kind of sort and mash your data. And then you always want to have open-ended questions at the end that are just like, you know, describe your experience, tell us your story, in case there are, it's difficult to predict what every situation might be with a drop-down list. You know, honestly, it actually takes almost no time at all. You just put like a little box on the site that says, share your story with us. You route them to the Google form. It spits it out into the Google spreadsheet. And then you can do as much or as little as you want with it. But we've had actually a tremendous amount of success identifying new stories based on what we hear from people. Another area of reporting we've done a lot of is on the kind of joke that the federal program to help people who have who are struggling with their mortgages has been. And we've found all sorts of things. We've identified, you know, dozens of sources. We found out about cases where mortgage companies were breaking the law, found out which mortgage companies have the worst customer service, and all of that was just by having a handy database gave to us. I mean, another thing is these databases, you know, someone might respond to a database about unemployment insurance, but in that database, they might indicate that they, you know, work in the aeronautics industry, or they're a senior citizen living in Iowa, or whatever. And so you can go back later and tab that database again for other purposes, and it can really expedite whatever reporting you're trying to do. So it's this kind of cycle where data kind of begets more data, you know, and then every time you run a new story based on what you found out, you call out again and say, you know, do you have a story about this? Tell us your story. And so you can get into this really, really helpful feedback loop where each story gets more people to respond, which results in more stories.
And we do that with a lot. We did that with, when we were tracking the healthcare debate. We've done it, like Olga said, with unemployment. I mean, with loan modifications. We did it last year a bunch with the stimulus coverage that we did. And it's a pretty good way to get direct sources for your reporting.
And again, you know, Google Forms is free, Google Spreadsheet is free, so the startup cost to doing it is virtually nothing, and it can save you a lot of shoe leather also, especially for us. We're in New York, but we try to write national stories. It would take me a long time to try to go to all 50 states and find an unemployed person in each one. This way, you know, those people came to us.
So, yeah, I think that's our spiel